springtime is herring egg season in Southeast Alaska. Usually that means the region's largest tribal government would be setting up to deliver tens of thousands of pounds of the traditional food to tribal citizens across the region and beyond. But this year, those distributions won't be happening. For the last 3 years, the tribe distributed herring eggs, salmon, and black cod in each of its recognized communities, from villages in Southeast to cities like Anchorage and Seattle. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture canceled funding that provided the tribe's food assistance program. A USDA notice to Tlingit and Haida said that the tribe's community food distribution, quote, no longer FUK's agency priorities, and that termination of the award is appropriate, unquote. Aaron Angerman is Tlingit and Haida's food security program manager. He said the community distribution program started in 2022 to promote self-sufficiency and to reduce reliance on food shipped from the lower 48.
Our answer to that, and then our heavy reliance on barge systems and things like that, was to turn back the clock a bit, promote food sovereignty, which is something that our people have relied on since time immemorial.
The money was part of a program called the Local Food Purchase Assistance Agreement, which was intended to encourage local governments to buy from farmers and food producers. And that aligned with the tribe's goal to keep more traditional foods that are harvested in Southeast Alaska in the fridges and freezers of tribal members. Angerman said his team is working to get more secure funding. But there's a lot of other work they're doing to further the understanding and use of traditional foods in the meantime.
We need to work with elders and those with traditional ecological knowledge to see why and where and how we harvested previously. Then to not only do that, but to teach people how to harvest themselves, how to process that food, how to put up or prepare that food.
Some distributions in Washington and Oregon will still happen, according to the tribe's release. The local tribal council in Seattle used different funding sources to set aside money for distributions to reach elders outside of Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.